generation is fundamental to the change. I would advise readers to become allied and mutually empowered to craft reciprocally satiation, voluptuous encounters that not only adapt to the changing patterns of desires, but also fulfill their sexual fantasies and imaginations and reach the pinnacle of pleasures. A lot of people find out that they want more variety between the sheets. The desire for novelty and uniqueness in the bedroom drives some of us into sexual relationships and actions that are deemed sinful and unaccepted. For instance, you may find yourself staring at the butt of your secretary all the time. You start imagining holding and squeezing them, caressing their piercing tits, and letting your warm cum gush on their butt cheeks as you spank the beautiful bums. Your cravings to roll your tongue around her clit drives you into a risky attempt, knowing that the relationship is unacceptable and unethical. We have developed a misguided belief in our society that satisfying sex is just thought to happen. Nevertheless, in daily relationships with no strong sensual groundwork or direction, people are advised to devote more time, ingenuity, and effort into keeping the sexual fires burning more enjoyably. This doesn't mean that you cannot pull some off-limits moves and explore. It's essential to know the difference between fantasy and desire, which, in the line of the book, brings us to understanding a taboo fantasy and a taboo desire. A taboo fantasy, just like any other fabrication or imagination, is usually a multifaceted interlay of the human mind. We watch lots of stuff on TV, read different articles on the internet or in books, and see things happen in movies. When this happens, we begin to make and imagine the same things in the world around us. A taboo fantasy is a thought that turns you on, but it is not accepted in the community or goes against the moral codes of the society. These imaginations and ideas can often ignite a sexual spark in our bodies. What we need to understand is that it's incredibly reasonable to have taboo sexual fantasies. They are mere imaginations that arouse sexual feelings. A taboo sexual fantasy can be anything that makes your heart race unusually, pumping more blood to your genitals, making you horny in the process, and wanting to get down and dirty with a sexual partner, or just touching yourself. Anything that stimulates your sexual hormones by merely thinking about it, making you crave for sexual relief, is considered a fantasy. The best thing about fantasies is that you don't have to get out of your comfort zone to experience the pleasure of it. They do not necessarily require physical attention to soothe them. You can wander your thoughts around kinky topics that make you want to rip off your pants and have steamy sex. Sharing fantasies is the right way of creating a strong bond between sexual partners and spicing an otherwise dull sex life. Taboo sexual fantasies may be so tempting, but they do not necessarily need to be acted upon. On the other hand, the desire for sexual pleasure can be a completely different thing from the one observed or experienced somewhere else. This means that an individual can be exposed to all kinds of sexual positions and imagine himself in some, but in the end, they find themselves only wanting one that they like. The desire can be a lovely treatment or the usual interplay during sex. A craving can also be just the person you want to fuck. A taboo desire can be the want of something that is considered scandalous and goes against the norms of society. Fantasies and imaginations are never exactly rational with desires in real life. It is also essential to understand when the two are coherent. It is advisable to let it be known of your desires and fantasies freely, but only to the persons that are concerned. Being honest with oneself about your limits, the comfort zone, and those of the people involved is essential in realizing and enjoying a full of pleasure sex.